definition of salvation. The word salvation communicates the thought of deliverance, safety, perseverance, soundness, restoration, and healing. And in theology, it's a major doctrine of the Bible, which includes redemption, reconciliation, propitiation, conviction. Listen to all these things. Conviction, repentance, faith, regeneration, forgiveness, justification, sanctification, perseverance, and glorification.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Water Man broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bell. Or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bell or Spiritual Water Man Ministries at P.O. Box 5884.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus.
Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1. As we go deeper in the Word of God.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
I want you to turn your Bibles to the third chapter of the book of beginnings, Genesis, third chapter, beginning at verse 1, Genesis chapter 3. Now, the Bible says that God has revealed that his people perish for lack of knowledge. Yes, sir. The devil has taken advantage of this reality. And one of the things that I want to do today, as I am led of the Spirit of God, won't keep you long, but I want to reveal and expose one of the tricks of the enemy that he's been using from the beginning, and he's still using now. And so one of the things I want you to see is how the devil will take the Word of God and twist it and turn it until it is no longer what God means. And when we think that, feel that, then we no longer have the conviction to obey that. All right, Genesis chapter 3. Just begin reading until I tell you stop.
Amen. Read. Genesis chapter 3, mm-hmm. verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Mm-hmm. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Mm-hmm. Verse 2. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Mm-hmm. Verse 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Verse 5. For God know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Mm-hmm. Verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, mm-hmm. and that it was pleasant to the eyes, mm-hmm. and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, mm-hmm. and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Verse 7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Verse 10. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked.
Yes.
And I hid myself. Verse 11. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Verse 12. And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Verse 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Verse 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle,
yes.
and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life.
Yes.
Verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Verse 16. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Verse 17. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Verse 18. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Verse 19. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return.
That's right.
Verse 20. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Verse 21. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. Verse 22. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. 23. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. Verse 24. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life.
Amen. God bless you. All right, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Now, I didn't intend to go that far, but it just got good to me. I wanted you to see in this third chapter how displayed the plan of God was for man, and how man was a part to the destruction of what the enemy was trying to do to him. And my brothers and sisters, listen, let me just throw this out parenthetically. Before the devil can destroy you, you've got to give your okay to it. He would not have been able to do it if man would not have participated in it. Now, I want to bring some principles out. I want to expose some of the tricks and traps of the enemy. And we touched on some of this in Bible study a few weeks ago. So those who are in Bible study would know some of this. But I want you to see some things, how, again, the enemy tries to take what God says and twists it and turns it. Now, the Bible says that the serpent was the most subtle creation of God that he had made. On top of that, it reveals that he was more cunning, more crafty. He had more things, if you will, up his sleeve. And so he was the one, listen, that Satan used. Now keep in mind, the record says God created the serpent. God created, that was God's creation. But he used the one who could be manipulated perhaps the easiest, and that was the serpent. Now, I want you to see how after the introduction of the serpent comes the conversation that he has, not with Adam, but with Eve. Not only does he have the conversation with Eve, but Adam is standing right next to her. That should not have been. When he started talking to Eve, he should have said, excuse me, talk to the head. That's my wife. I'm her covering. Talk to me. But he didn't say that. He let them continue in the conversation. And so the enemy starts off, and I want you to see this because it's there, how he subtly twists the word of God and says that they can't eat off every tree in the garden. And that's true partially. But they could eat off every tree except the tree in the midst of the garden. Now, there were two trees in the midst of the garden. One was the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the other was the what? The tree of life. They were going to be permitted to eat of the tree of life, and God perhaps in time would have allowed them to eat off the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But at this point, at this infancy stage of their existence, they were too young to know all of the things that the enemy would introduce them to, or the knowledge that they would receive that they couldn't handle. God knows what you can handle, and God knows what you cannot handle. And like a good parent, God doesn't give you more than you can handle, whether you're talking good or bad. And so it was not the time to touch those trees in the midst of the garden. But here is the thing. Satan plays on that. And so he wants to see how well they are committed to the word of God. How well, first of all, did they know the word? And Eve jumps up and says, oh, yes, we can eat of all of the fruit of the Bible, except, she knew it, the tree in the midst of the garden of knowledge of good and evil. And so I want you to see how Satan, he does that now just as he did then. He perverted, I want you to write these down, because he's still doing it today. He perverted the word of God. What does perverted mean? It means to slightly change it from its original meaning or purpose. He knew what God meant, and yet he challenged them on what God meant. And he said that when she said that God said, don't eat it, don't touch it, etc., lest you shall surely die, he comes back and says what? Ye shall not surely die. All right. Well, if God says you're going to die, then you're going to die. But when he says, no, 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 that's not what he meant. You're not going to surely die. Here is whether he knew it or not, or was just being an instrument of Satan, here's the perversion. God said, don't touch it, don't eat it, don't look at it, don't do anything with it. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. But notice this. He doesn't even talk to her, doesn't even show up, doesn't even come up till they're near the temptation, the place of the temptation. And so when he talks to her, and I need you to understand, you've got to be careful about the voice you hear and listen to. Now, God had already spoken to them in the first chapter, already made clear what his divine plan for their lives were. You get it in the 26th all the way through the 31st verse of chapter 1. And then you begin to see how God lays out everything in chapter 2 and all of these wonderful things. And by the time chapter 3 gets here, then the serpent now comes on the scene. And so now they know the rule. The rule is you can eat of all of the trees, the herbs in the garden, all of these things. They were food and they were sustenance for every living thing. Every living thing. All right. So now, here's what I need you to understand. If Satan can pervert the word of God, then he can remove the conviction many of us will have about the word of God if we feel we've misunderstood the word of God. So if thou, listen, will not surely die, and God made a mistake, or God was not clear on this matter, and the serpent was, look at the behavior that followed behind this perversion of truth. If he twisted that truth to the point where Eve believed and then reached up and grabbed that fruit, which was not an apple, because that tree doesn't, nor the fruit doesn't exist today. All right? So know that it was not an apple. Again, we've said that before. I want to just reiterate that again. It wasn't an apple. But whatever the fruit was, Eve took it. She felt it. She looked at it. It was like a good and lovely and desirous piece of fruit, and she ate it. Now, that would have been, you know, enough right there. But then she put it in Adam's mouth. And then he ate it. And, you know, every now and then, you know, I can be watching TV and, you know, I encourage this Montgomery to expand and explore and cook. And sometimes she just come in, put something in my mouth and say, taste this. I'm like, what's that? Wait up, hold up. Hold up here, what is that? I don't know, I get flashbacks from what Eve did to Adam, and I tell me how this tastes. Well, you taste it. but she put it in his mouth. Now, for a long time, I thought she hoodwinked Adam until I read more clearly that he was standing right there all the time. He heard the conversation. He saw what happened. Not once did he tell Eve, hey, no, no, hold up. Don't do that, baby. Don't touch that. Because even, and I submit to you, even if Eve would have eaten the fruit and tried to give it to Adam, and Adam said, no, 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 you disobeyed, but I'm not going to disobey. Even if it would have meant that God would have killed her, he would have given her another one. He gave her to Adam. And if he had obeyed God, he would have given her another wife because she would have been dead. And that would have been the end of their vows. Till death do us part. He'd have got her somebody else. She'd have honored him because he honored the word of God. But he did not. And he hearkened to his wife's voice. That meant he made a choice to believe Eve instead of believing God. The perversion started with the serpent, went to Eve, and went on to Adam. And God told Adam, Adam, according to Scripture, these things, not Eve. It was in the spirit realm when God was speaking about all of these things. When Eve came along, God had already spoken. It was only Adam who heard the command. So he obviously shared that with Eve and made that clear. So I'm not sure whether she didn't believe God or she just didn't believe Adam, but whatever it was, she believed the serpent over both of them. So I need you to see, the serpent perverted the word of God. Somebody say, perverted the word of God. The devil today is still perverting the word of God. That's where false prophets come in, false teachers come in. That's where the enemy tells you something different than what God says. Now, I need you to see this again. He doesn't change all the truth. He just changes part of the truth. And the old folk used to call that a part of a lie. It's a half lie or a half truth. Now, the reason why the devil is smart enough to keep some of the truth in it is because some part of it you're already familiar with. And so as long as some of that you can identify with, you still think it's God. And so he comes in and he sheds light on what he is twisting and turning, which makes you believe that he's right and God's wrong. And so through that perversion of the word of God, it would be somewhat okay if it stopped there. But the perversion never stops at one instance. I need you to hear me. From the perversion of the word of God came the subversion of God's will. It subverted the will of God. You know, according to the will of God, the word of God, the will of God was that man would live forever. What do you think the tree of life was for? When man ate at the end of the chapter, it reveals that when God said, listen, Adam and Eve have become like us. They've known knowledge and truth now on a whole nother level. Now, if they eat of the tree of life, guess what's going to happen? They will live forever. So that's the reason God kicked them out of the paradise experience And he put a cherubim with a flaming sword, turning every which way to make sure that they never enter into the Garden of Eden again. Now, somewhere between time and history, God transplants the tree of life out of the Garden of Eden, and guess where it is now? I just, for some of the Bible readers who may know. I hear some mumbling, but I don't hear no. The tree of life now is planted not even in this world. It is planted in the New Jerusalem. And it is, if all you have to do is read the 22nd chapter of Revelations, and you're going to see the tree of life is there. And with it, it has 12 manner of fruit. And the leaves are good for the healing of the nations. God relocated that tree of life and put it in the place where only the people now who will be in the New Jerusalem, in the new heaven and glory, will be there to partake of that tree. All those who are evil, all those who miss Jesus Christ, didn't accept him as their Savior, they will not be a part of being able to taste of that tree of life. But before then, he kept all humans away from the tree of life because the plan was to live forever. When Adam sinned, it subverted the will of God through the perverted will of God from the serpent used of Satan. See, what I'm trying to help you to understand is if the word becomes perverted, then the will becomes subverted. Subverted means that it is brought under the standard by which it was originally designed. Sub is the word that brings us to understand that it's under something. Submarines, underwater. Subway, under the ground. Everything that's substance, you don't see it, but it gives you energy underneath the skin. Subverted the will of God, which meant that the will of God could not be done by them now because they had altered what God had originally intended. The only way that could have been done is through that disobedience. Listen, my brothers and sisters, God wants you to do two things in life. Believe him and obey him. Believe him and obey him. And they did neither one of them. They didn't believe him because when the serpent said, "You shall not surely die," she then felt qualified to reach up there and grab that fruit and taste it. It became desirous and pleasurable to her. And then when she did that, she gave it to her husband. He knew it better than her.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. pray for the